just wanted to kind of give you a little encouragement. And actually, I'd like to make you my recruiters for small groups, because there are a lot of people who have never been a part of a small group. They don't understand what it's all about. And I just want to, I want you to understand what it is all about. Main thing that we're trying to accomplish through small groups is to develop relationships. There are probably people who are sitting on that side of the church that don't know people on this side of the church very well, and probably people on the beginning rows up here that don't know the people on the back rows very well. And small groups is just an excellent way to get to know one another better. And it gives you an opportunity to pray and to fellowship and share snacks. And it's just a great experience. And if you go, and if you can invite others to go with you, I'm sure that by the end of it, you'll be wishing it would continue on. So September 11th is when it begins. Sign-up sheets are out front. And I hope you take advantage of that. We are always a part of a small group somewhere. Hope you are too. All right, let's move on into the message with Proverbs chapter 2, starting in verses 6 and 7. And I got to tell you, we were back there praying at the tech booth for the service tonight. And Eric, I just know that the Spirit spoke to him, because he prayed that I would have a word of wisdom. And so, let's learn a little bit about wisdom tonight. Proverbs 2, chapter 2, verse 6 and verse 7. It says, "For the Lord gives wisdom. From His mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly." And I tell you, it all begins with knowledge, right? This wisdom thing, it begins with knowledge, and then that progresses to understanding, and then it eventually becomes wisdom, right? Knowledge, what's knowledge? Knowledge is the acquisition of facts or data, all right? Understanding is the ability to know what those facts mean, all right? You can know the facts, but not understand what that all means. Knowledge understands or knows the facts. Understanding realizes what that's all about. Understanding is the ability to know what the facts mean. And then we have wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to take the understanding and make the right choices and formulate effective strategies that lead to a desired outcome. And our desired outcome is a godly outcome, right? An outcome that aligns with God's word, an outcome that aligns with his agenda, his purpose, the reason that he created us, the reason he created you. And when we operate with knowledge, understanding, and wisdom, it always brings glory and honor to the name and the person of Jesus. In fact, you can't really bring him glory without that understanding, the knowledge and wisdom. And I tell you, there is no higher calling in life, no higher calling on this earth than to bring glory and honor to Jesus. It's not about our honor. It's not about our glory. You can be the smartest person in the world, and that's not a big deal. It's all to bring glory and honor to Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for the wisdom that you give us through your word and by inspiration and revelation of the Spirit. And Lord, we want to learn about wisdom tonight. We want to walk in your wisdom. We want to understand it and be able to make our lives a glory and honor to you through the wisdom that you give. And so, Lord, as I preach this message, I pray that you help me to speak it clearly, that you help me to just make the impact that your word and your wisdom can. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I'm all about victorious living. I want to be victorious in this life through Jesus Christ. And in order to live a victorious life, to have an excellent life, to have an abundant life, a godly life, we need wisdom. We need wisdom. To be successful parents, you need wisdom. How many of you who are parents or you can say, yeah, wisdom. If you want to continue to grow in your own personal spiritual walk, it requires wisdom. It's one of the reasons why the Bible spends so much time talking, and particularly the book of Proverbs, talking about wisdom and getting understanding. Without wisdom, we just end up stumbling through life. And typically, as we stumble along, we usually end up in a mess. How many of you know people who are in a mess? Yeah. And if you look at their lives, just even a little glimpse of it, you'll know those people are not operating in wisdom. Right? For the most part, I am thinking of specific people right now. When I think of their lives, it's like, that is a mess. Why? Well, if you just look at the decisions they've made and the way that they've lived their lives and how they have formulated the strategy for their lives, it's like, just totally void of God's wisdom. And you know, we may be pretty good thinkers, but without wisdom, our strategies will be flawed. There are a lot of intelligent people who are in a mess and who create messes and who are happy to share their mess with you and drag you into their mess because they don't have the wisdom of God. See, we can be great thinkers, but without wisdom, the strategy is not going to succeed. Now, if you were to ask the average Christian what their strategy was for improving their family or their career or even their walk with the Lord, they usually would not be able to tell you. The average person has never really considered formulating and applying a strategy to managing their own life, to managing their family, to managing their career, to managing their schedule. And let's be honest, most people are just trying to make it through the moment, right? We're just trying to survive the day and keep the difficulties of life to a minimum. Well, we can have the drive and the desire to do something, but without wisdom, we can spend a lot of our time doing the things that will not produce positive results. Wisdom, God's wisdom will always provide a strategy that will produce good results, not just good results, but big results, because we serve a big God. We have a tendency to think on the small side. God has always thought on the big side. And God has all kinds of opportunity and plans for us, for His people, for His body, probably much bigger than you have ever thought about. We have a tendency to kind of focus in on our own little bit of life and we lose the big picture that God is trying to accomplish. Remember, wisdom is the ability to take understanding and make the right choices and formulate the effective strategies that will lead to a desired outcome. You know, some people they're hindered by a false spiritual concept. They think that being led of the Spirit means we won't really know what we're doing and what's going on until it just kind of happens to us. And then we'll go, oh, that must have been the Spirit. We don't think far enough ahead. We don't strategize. We just when we think about walking in the Spirit, it's just like, well, we'll just mosey along and maybe God will speak something to us and maybe He won't. And if He does speak something to us, we'll go, hallelujah, we know what to do. God doesn't operate that way. I mean, there will be times of inspiration and times where you'll have a word of revelation or an idea that is dropped in your heart by God. But you can't live life from one little drop here and there once or twice a year. God gives us wisdom. And with wisdom and an openness to the Spirit's guidance, we can develop a strategy that brings about victory in our lives. See, we all want victory, or am I the only one? We want victory, right? Yeah. But don't get too spiritual with that. I'm talking about, you know, real life. I'm talking about, you know, successfully raising a family of godly kids, kids that follow the Lord all their lives. I'm talking about having happy marriages. I'm talking about prospering financially. I'm talking about, you know, just being able to balance your checkbook and having some savings in the bank. All of that really is spiritual. But even beyond that, having an authentic, real, intimate relationship with God that helps us fulfill our destiny. All of that is part of wisdom. And victory doesn't come unless we pursue the right strategy. And the right strategy does not exist apart from God's wisdom. You can strategize all you want, but if it's not under the auspices of God's wisdom, with God's wisdom, it's not going to work out. 2 Chronicles chapter 1 talks about Solomon and his wisdom, how he got it. We're going to look at verse 7 and then read through verse 12, a little bit of a scripture walk here. But let's pay attention to this. On verse 7, "On that night God appeared to Solomon and said to him, 'Ask, what shall I give you?' And Solomon said to God, 'You have shown great mercy to David my father and have made me king in his place. Now, O Lord, let your promise to David my father be established, for you have made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Now give me wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people, who can judge this great people of yours?' Then God said to Solomon, 'Because this was in your heart, and you have not asked for riches or wealth or honor or the life of your enemies, nor have you asked long life, but have asked wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may judge my people over whom I have made you king, wisdom and knowledge are granted to you, and I will give you riches and wealth and honor such as none of the kings have had who were before you, nor shall any after you have the like.'" So we all know Solomon was obviously a wise man. Solomon was a wise man even before God granted him wisdom because he was astute enough to ask for wisdom instead of riches and honor, right? But through wisdom, Solomon was able to obtain riches and honor. And now there's a challenge, I think, that we all face when it comes to wisdom and strategies, and that is not relying on our own wisdom, on our own understanding, but relying on God's. I think there's always a tendency we have to think we know more than we know, to think we have the answer when we don't really have the answer. And so it's kind of a tough act to try and make sure that when we're thinking we're on the right path, that we are truly on God's path, that we're operating with understanding and His wisdom, not our own. And I speak from personal experience. There have been times when I have marched on with a great idea, a great strategy, and I knew God was in it, and I knew God had dropped it into my spirit, and the fruit of it did not prove to be God's. So, you know, I'm asking you to take some caution and make sure that you don't get, for lack of a better term, so involved in yourself and your thoughts, but that you allow God to speak to you and that you use His Word as your guide in obtaining knowledge and then understanding and wisdom. Because I can come up with a good idea. I would imagine, you know, this, you're a pretty intelligent looking bunch here. I bet you could come up with a pretty good idea too. And I would bet you, if I asked you, how should we do this, whatever this is, I bet we could come up with about 50 different ideas. But there's only one that really much matters, and that's God's. And it's His wisdom that we're looking for. So try not to get wrapped up in your own ideas. Strategies are formulated through wisdom and the Spirit's inspiration. Both of those are vital to true success. We need strategies for success. And I'm going to talk more about strategies in the future. I'm focusing more on wisdom, but without wisdom, you cannot have a good strategy. Again, don't get so spiritual on me that you miss the everyday application of what I'm talking about. As an example, you know, there was a large men's meeting where a man came up and he asked for prayer from the speaker of that meeting. His wife had left him, and he said she told him flat out she didn't love him anymore and she was leaving. And he wanted his marriage to be restored. So he came up for prayer. And the speaker prayed for this man. And then he asked him after the prayer, he asked him what he was going to do to get his wife back. And this man said, I'm going to trust in the Lord and I'm going to believe that she is coming back. And the speaker said, well, I don't think you understand. The question is, what are you? I'm going to forgive her and trust that God is going to work it all out. And that speaker had to tell the man, well, when you've lost your first love, it's because you stopped doing your first works. And until you go back to doing those first works, you will never get back your first love. See, the speaker had wisdom, and he shared a strategy for success for this man. This man was just willing to sit and wait until God did something. He thought that all I have to do is pray, and God is going to work it all out. See, we can't just pray for our family, for our children, for our finances, and hope that everything is going to turn out all right. We need to be an active part of our answer to prayer. I hope you wrote that down. We need to be an active part of our answer to prayer. We need a plan of what we will do. I'm trusting God for a lot of things, but I need a plan for what I'm going to do as part of that. We need to have a strategy formed by wisdom. In 1 Kings chapter 4, talking again about Solomon, verse 29, it says, "And God gave Solomon wisdom and exceedingly great understanding and largeness of heart like the sand on the seashore. Thus Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the men of the East and all the wisdom of Egypt." Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of the world. See, God gave him much more than anyone before him. Wisdom. We need to get wisdom. We need wisdom. Proverbs 4, starting in verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. The principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. Get wisdom. Proverbs 3. Verse 13, happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver and her gain than fine gold. Wisdom, it's the principal thing. Why is wisdom better than silver and fine gold? Well, because if you have wisdom, getting silver and fine gold won't be a problem. In fact, with wisdom, it's likely you won't even need the silver and the gold. On the other hand, without wisdom, even if you get the silver and the gold, it's never going to be enough. It will never satisfy. You won't be happy. Wisdom. Wisdom will provide happiness, as it says here. Wisdom will provide long life. Wisdom will provide pleasantness. Wisdom will provide peace and every good thing you want or desire. See, the fool is always lacking. The fool is always lacking. The wise man, the wise woman, they have everything they need. So, I'm going to finish this message with question answered. How do you get wisdom? How do you get wisdom? Well, let me give you four steps. Number one, we can ask God for wisdom. That's what Solomon did. See, we can ask him, and we're going to be unstable if we lack wisdom, right? But we'll also continue to be unstable if we pray for wisdom and then we doubt whether or not we'll receive it, right? When we pray for wisdom, we have got to pray in faith, and we've got to pray believing that we receive. We need to ask with understanding, because anyone can say, Lord, please give me wisdom. Anybody can say that. Why do you want wisdom? What would you do with it, wisdom? You know, dynamite is a good thing if you understand it. It can be catastrophic in the hands of fools. Wisdom is good. Wisdom is powerful. But you have to understand it. You have to have purpose for it. In James 1, verses 5 through 8, we know this scripture. It says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given him. And then it follows, and we use this part of the verses when we're talking about faith, and we kind of sometimes forget, oh, it started out talking about wisdom. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts, ask in faith for what? Wisdom is what it's talking about here. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. And I like that verse, you know, verses 6 through 7 and 8. I like that too with other aspects of the faith life. But it's specifically talking about asking for wisdom here. So let us apply that to when we ask for wisdom. Let's not be double-minded about it. Let's be people of faith who say, God, if you said you would give it without holding back, right, liberally and without reproach, I'm going to believe that you will impart it to me. Because I'm asking in faith. I am believing what you've promised. All right. Number one, ask God for wisdom. Number two, we must study for wisdom. Ooh, that's an uncomfortable word for some people. Study? It's kind of like reading. How few people read. You have to study for wisdom. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Why do we listen to teaching podcasts and read books and study the Word of God? It's important. Spending time and resources on learning really is not an option. Not if you're after wisdom, right? You need knowledge, you need understanding, and you need wisdom. And you're not going to get any of those if you don't study. If we want to increase in wisdom, we've got to study. Studying brings understanding to those facts. Remember, we got the facts, but we need to study. Need to study our Bible, because understanding is necessary for wisdom. Number three, fellowship with those who are wise. If you want to get wiser, hang out with the wise. Proverbs 13:20 says exactly that. He who walks with wise men will be wise. But the companion of fools will be destroyed. I tell you, we need to fellowship with wise men and women. Can I say small groups again? Just throw that in there. We need to fellowship with wise men and women. It's good and it's necessary that we minister to all kinds of people. But you want to spend your quality time with the wise. You need to understand, as a general rule, people impart their spirits to others. Right? We intuitively know this. I mean, you tend to become like the people you hang out with. I mean, that's biblical too. But, you know, if any of you have spent, you know, a couple of months down south, before you know it, you start speaking with a drawl. All right? You just kind of take on the characteristics of the people that you're hanging out with. And it's that way at work. If you hang out with a certain kind of group at work, you're going to start becoming more and more like them. Not only will you take on some of their characteristics and mannerisms, you begin to take on some of their beliefs, some of their positions in fellowship. You are influenced by others. Well, when you fellowship with your neighbors and your family, even church people, you need to know what spirit they are sharing with you. If the people we hang out with most are not imparting a spirit of excellence, a spirit of faith, a spirit of wisdom, we might need to make some drastic changes. You know, one of the challenges of becoming a new Christian is recognizing there are fools and there are wise, and which one do you want to hang out with? And that choice is going to determine what you're going to turn out like. So seek fellowship with wisdom. Get around wise people. Get around the people like are described here in Proverbs. Walk with the wise and you will become wise too. Hallelujah. And the fourth thing, my last point, to acquire wisdom is to practice wisdom. When we make decisions, we need to ask ourselves, what would be the wisest thing to do right now? Not to be impulsive, not to be swayed by other exterior influences, but what would God say? What would the Bible say? What would be the wise thing here? What would my wise pastor say? Some of us have been fools for so long that doing wise things is a foreign concept. I was a fool, by the way. I was an atheist, you know, and it's a fool that says in his heart, there is no God. So, I was definitely a fool. I hope I'm a bit wiser now. You know, there is. If you have been a fool or are lingering on the edges of foolishness, there is hope for you. The more that we practice wisdom, the more natural wisdom will seem, the more it will become easy to operate in wisdom, to sense God's spirit and know. We can acquire wisdom by practicing wisdom, by positioning ourselves for greater wisdom with wise people in the kingdom of God. It's a principle, you know. When we're faithful with a little, the Lord will trust us with more. Right? Because when we're faithful, we're proving our humility and willingness and our consistency. And when you do that, like anything else, if you know, works with your finances, it works with anything else that God has entrusted you with leadership. If you've got just a small position of leadership and you're faithful with that and you're humble and you're consistent in it, God will trust you with more. And so it's the same way with wisdom. If we are faithful with a little that we're given, He will give more. And could you use more wisdom in your life? I can use a lot more wisdom in my life because I could use a lot more victory in my life. I can. If we want wisdom, we need to pray and believe that we received it. We need to invest our time with our resources and study. We need to hang out and fellowship with wise people. And we need to be practicing wisdom. We need to just walk in it as God gives. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for the wisdom that you impart. And Lord, I pray that you help us to recognize the difference between our own wisdom, between humanistic wisdom and the wisdom that we find in your word and that we receive by your spirit. Lord, we desire to walk in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. I pray that you help us. I pray that you just spur us on to some of these steps to increase wisdom in our own life. And I pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, this is a wiser than average group, I can tell you already, because you're here on Wednesday night. You could be out doing something foolish. There's a lot of people out there doing foolish things right now. You are here with the wise. So hang out and fellowship with the wise folks. Wisdom. We'd be happy to pray with you. I'm a little wiser. Amen. If you need prayer, and even if for wisdom, we'd be happy to pray with you. God bless you. You are a good leader.